Hey, what's up? Thanks for tuning in. My name is Joe Morris. I'm a program manager on the .NET and Visual Studio team. It's my pleasure to introduce an exciting new feature present in the Enterprise Edition of Visual Studio 2017 called Live Unit Testing. Imagine you are fixing a bug in a code base that you're not completely familiar with. With Live Unit Testing, you can know right away as you're typing code that you did not break any parts of the system. Getting this feedback live in the code editor as you type will give you extra confidence, make you more productive, and why not? Even enjoying fixing bugs and writing unit tests. Let's see all its capabilities in action. Enabling live unit testing is just a click away. Let's do it. Starting live unit testing is as simple as going to the test command at the top level menu bar and clicking start. Once started, you can temporarily pause it or completely stop live unit testing at any time. For example, when you're in the middle of a code refactoring and you know that your test will be broken for a while, you might want to pause it. You can also stop live unit testing completely if you desire. Restart is a shortcut to stop and then start that forces the system to flush out all the coverage data and start again. Live unit testing shows what lines of code are covered by unit testing and what tests are passing or failing as you view or type code. Let's take a look. You see this red, green, and blue icons on the left side of the code editor. These are coming from live unit testing. If a line of code is covered by at least one failing test, you will see a red X. If covered by only passing tests, you will see a green check. If not covered by any test, you will see a blue dash. As soon as you edit the code, the coverage icons will show a small clock next to it, indicating progress is going on. Let's see that. I just entered a space. See the little clock icon saying processing, and it is done. Once processing is done, the clock disappears. At any point in time, you can hover over the coverage icon to get quick information. You can click on the icon to see the impacted test, and you can easily navigate to a test by clicking on the test. Let's do that. You can hover over the green check or red X to see the number of tests hitting the given line. This says it's covered by two tests. When you click on the coverage icon, you get a pop-up that lists all the tests. When hovering over a failed test, tooltip shows elapsed time and the stack trace info. You can navigate directly to the failed test by clicking on it. You can seamlessly debug a failed unit test without having to stop live unit testing. While debugging, you can make edits and continue on. Let's debug a failed test. From the failed test, you can easily debug to the product code. Just right-click on the failed test and click Debug. From the debugging, I see that I have a null reference exception in my product code. I see that notes was null. I just realized that in my constructor, I need to add a null check. Let me add that code in the middle of debugging without restarting or stopping live unit testing. as soon as I added the code, the processing happened, and you can see that my unit test is a pass. I could make edits and continue while in debug mode and with live unit testing running in the background. I did not have to stop debugging or stop live unit testing. That's a productivity booster for sure. The Test Explorer window and live unit testing are synchronized. As you change your code, live unit testing runs the impacted test, and only those tests are shown bright in the Test Explorer window. The rest of the non-impacted tests are dimmed out. Let's take a look. Let me bring up Test Explorer window. Test, Windows, Test Explorer. Let's add some code, like add a new library project. Set a class library. Let's add some dummy code to it. Let's add a unit test for that method. Notice the Test Explorer on the left. See how all the test methods that were not impacted by this new code dimmed away, and only the impacted test is shown in bright. As you can see, live unit testing is synchronized with Test Explorer window. That's cool. As always, you can run all in Test Explorer if you desire to run all tests. When dealing with solutions that contain several projects, you have the capability to control which of those projects participate in live unit testing. Let's open a large solution and see how to do this. I have a solution with 10 or more projects. When I enable live unit testing, I get this dialog. What this dialog tells me is this: I can enable all the projects, but then the performance will be slow, or I can just selectively include certain projects for live testing. So I can say no. And then I could come to the test that I want and just go include that. When you do that, you can see that you get coverage for just that test alone. There are some handy configurable settings that you can customize. Let's take a look at it. See the options or configurable settings for live unit testing. You can go to the quick launch window and type in live unit testing. You click on the options, and you can see there are a good handy settings here. You can enable live unit testing to be on automatically when loading a solution instead of having to start it from menu bar each time. You can pause live unit testing automatically when battery reaches below certain threshold. You can also set the number of processes that should run live unit testing in case you have a PC with multiple CPUs. So as you could see, there is a bunch of configurable settings that you can play with in the tools options settings for live unit testing. As you saw from my demonstrations, real-time code coverage and test result information provided automatically by live unit testing removes the burden from you, the developer, to manually select and run tests. This will improve your productivity, test coverage, and quality of software. Moreover, it works with three of the popular unit testing frameworks, namely MSTest, XUnit, and NUnit. .NET developers out there, please do check out this feature in Visual Studio 2017. More details are provided in this blog. Please go check it out, and thanks for watching.